You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The findings of the Understanding Police Delivery Report have recently been released, which has shown that the NZ Police found bias and structural racism targeting Māori individuals. The report says that Māori are 11% more likely to be persecuted compared to Pākehā, despite the same variables, and Māori are disproportionately more likely to be stopped and tasered by officers. I spoke to criminology lecturer at the University of Auckland and spokesperson for People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Emily Rakete, who whakapapa te Ngāpuhi, about these findings and what can be done to mitigate these statistics. Recently, the findings of the report Understanding Police Delivery was released. Could you explain some of the findings of this report?
Yeah, so UPD is a report that a number of academics and researchers have been working on with access given to them by the police to look at how policing works in this country. And we have some really kind of blunt figures that are generally available to us to help us to understand policing, but this report went into a lot more detail than we typically get to see. Nothing in this report was surprising to us as social scientists, but it was all really disappointing. So what this report found is that across the board, police discriminate against Māori. Māori are significantly more likely to be charged than Pākehā, even when they're committing the same crimes. And Māori are much more likely to complain to the police about bias and how they were treated. We have known all of this since before even I was born. So none of this is new and none of this is surprising.
You just touched on this, but are these findings new? Or has there been previous evidence to suggest Māori have been systemically targeted by police?
The police started as an organisation called the Armed Constabulary Force, which was founded by New Zealand with two tasks. Firstly, it was to be a civilian law enforcement agency in territory controlled by the Crown. But secondly, the Armed Constabulary Force was a military organisation responsible for carrying out the wars of conquest against Māori on which this country was founded. So literally since their inception, the police have been for racist violence against Māori people. When the Armed Constabulary Force was reorganised and split into separate military and civilian law enforcement agencies, the New Zealand Police became the organisation that it is now. But it's never really deviated from that initial purpose. So anytime anyone has ever thought to look at how policing works in this country, they've found violent racism against Māori people. The first really rigorous investigation into this was probably Moana Jackson's report He Whai Pā Ngoho in 1987, which found that across the entire justice system, from the first encounter with police through to trial, incarceration, the justice system discriminates against Māori people and has negative effects on our community. And all of those indicators today are worse than they were when Moana did his first report. So UPD is another stack on top of the enormous pile of evidence showing that New Zealand's justice system is fundamentally racist.
Have there been any efforts by New Zealand police to mitigate the disproportionate amount of Māori targeted by the system?
Well, if you ask them, they're going to tell you yes and make a lot of noise about how hard they've been working on doing this. I've had friends before whose boyfriends would hit them and then talk about how sorry they were for hitting these women. And then they would do it again. And then they would apologise again. And then they would do it again. Now, these guys weren't showing their deep commitment to anti-sexist violence when they made those apologies. They were covering for the misogynist violence that they were inflicting so that it could continue. I see these apologies for racist police violence from the New Zealand police exactly the same way as I see all of those tear-stained misogynists' apologies to their partners. They are cover that allow the violence to continue. So yes, the police will talk a lot about their cultural competency. They will put Māori words on the side of their police cars. They will hire more brown cops. And they will continue to violently beat and kill Māori people, as they have for their entire existence.
What are you hoping will come out of the findings of this report?
This report hasn't told us anything that we haven't already known for ever. So is this going to be a lightning bolt moment that causes us all to awaken from our slumber? I don't think so. It doesn't seem likely to me. But what I think that this might do is help us to finally realise that we don't need any more reports like this. We don't need any more investigations. We don't need any more apologies. What we need is lasting social, political and economic justice. And what we need is the rangatiratanga that the Crown promised to our ancestors in 1840 and has never, ever given to us. And until we have those two things, nothing's ever going to change. Nothing's ever going to be different. And if it was going to become different, if these apologies were going to make things be different, that would have happened by now.
That was criminology lecturer at the University of Auckland and spokesperson for People Against Prison Aotearoa, Emi Rakite, about the recently released findings into the Understanding Police Delivery Report and what needs to change to lower the statistics of Māori being affected.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.